Same here.
Good morning, everyone. My name is Ray Hewart, and you are watching the Teach Better Today morning show, where the Teach Better team is able to join you live every single morning, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We are currently streaming on Facebook, YouTube, Twitter, Twitch, LinkedIn, and of course, maybe my favorite, as an episode of Teach Better Talk podcast. We have an amazing friend with us today, and you are definitely going to want to get your coffee ready to enjoy the fun. We'll be right back. Good morning, everyone. I feel like we should do like a morning cheers of like the cups as we're getting ready. We have Sean with us this morning. How are you doing? How are you feeling?
Ray, I'm doing great. I'm already on coffee cup number two and excited to be here with you and the whole Teach Better Today universe.
The huge fam that we got here. I have to tell you, I feel like as everyone's getting ready for their day, it's just good to bring the family together, yes. Kind of get your mindset ready for the day, right? I mean, it's a good time to all connect and say, okay, let's be just like complete like rock stars as the day continues.
Exactly. And I know that we're probably roughly about 2 weeks in to the new year. And yeah. So for those folks that are either you're feeling like, man, maybe I didn't come through on my resolution. I didn't come through on my one word. I didn't come through on what I said at midnight. We are here to kind of help re-energize that however we can, right?
Yes, exactly. I like that approach. We're here to support you to realigning to where you want to be. Because remember, our goal is just be a little bit better each and every day. Some days that's going to be like 3% better and it's going to be a huge celebration. Sometimes it's like 0.01 and that's still good. That's still good.
Yes. Yes. As my friend Megan Lawson talks about, you know, like small moves. So like, if you can just try to like go in the direction of being 1% better or 1% forward or whatever that may be. I mean, you mentioned decimal points. So like, even if it's like 0.54372% better, then you're okay. You're all right.
And hey, if you backtrack, you're a part of a community that's constantly getting better. So you're like in good company. It'll be fine. But before we get too far into this, we could do math all day long. Do you mind sharing a little about yourself? What do you do in education? Who are you? I jokingly ask you that question a bit because I'm sure our community is very, very familiar with you. You are very, very active in supporting educators, but maybe we have some newbies who aren't sure who you are. And it's always good to do a little intro.
Well, that's cool. I'm good with that, Ray. Yeah. So I'm Sean Gaylord, and by trade, I am a high school English teacher who happened to become a school administrator. So I'm currently a principal for a K-5 lab school, the App State Academy at Middle Fork in Walkertown, North Carolina. And this is my fifth principalship. So I've been principal for, I guess, going on 16 years. I've been in education for 32. So, and really when we talk about principal and when we talk about that role, I know there are many like stereotypes and ideas that come to mind. Maybe it's Mr. Belding from Saved by the Bell. Maybe it's Principal Skinner from The Simpsons. Or maybe if it's even Principal Ed Rooney from Ferris Bueller's Day Off. So, I'm not like those guys, but really what principals try to be, and this is why I really respect what you do and what your team does, is we are the helper and we are the helper or part of that catalyst to help others teach better today, tomorrow, next week, teach better in the next moment. So that's the current gig. And then on the side, I'm a podcaster like you, and I'm an author like you. I wrote a book for our mutual friend and publisher, Dave Burgess, The Pepper Effect, which came out in 2018. And I'm also a podcaster.
Wait, it's only been out since 2018. I feel like this book is everywhere. I thought, wow.
Yeah.
2018 feels like yesterday, but kind of, I don't know. Wow. I can't believe it's only been out since 2018. I feel like everyone's read this book. Sorry to interrupt you.
No, thank you. I wish everybody would read the book. No, but yeah, it really does. As I was kind of reflecting upon the last year, and I'm working on a new book, it's been a while. So, but yet it's not been. So, Thank you for that. I appreciate that. And I podcast as well. Principal Liner Notes podcast, which is very much like this in the moment. Sometimes we have conversations. Sometimes it's me driving to work and getting some things on my mind. And I invite folks along kind of like here, which I really appreciate and I'm grateful for. So that's kind of it in a nutshell.
No, yeah, I want to encourage everyone here to go check out his podcast, because not only do I know so many of us in the community already listen, but as you guys all remember, just subscribing, writing a rating and review in those podcasts really, really help podcasters reach other teachers. I mean, it makes the podcaster feel good too, that they're like, hey, someone's listening and oh, they're enjoying the content. But remember, it does so much more than that. It does such a larger effect by actually exposing other great teachers to really great content that we love and support. So definitely go check out the podcast. And the book I thought was a no-brainer, but I guess I could plug that too. Go check out the book.
I'll take it. Thank you. Yeah. Yeah. Those little moments help though. So, you know, and like there are so many, and what I love about this and others like in the space, and you're very generous with the space, and there's like room for everyone. So the more that we kind of share and promote other, you know, folks out there that are trying to get their message out and trying to take back the narrative, if you will, for teaching and education, the better. So yeah, those little kind of like stars and comments and shares and retweets go a long way for others. They really do.
It really does. Yeah. It's good to be generous with your love and appreciation for others. You know, it's funny. I was interviewing somebody, gosh, I can't think of who it was. I want to say like last week. And they were like, oh, is it weird? Before we went live, they were like, is it weird that we're like in competition? I'm like, oh, honey, there are so many problems in education. You take that half. I'll take this half. Let's meet in the middle. Like, there is no opportunity here to step on toes in education. Friends, there are so many things that educators are trying to solve. Our goal is to connect with really good people and continue to surround ourselves with really good people. Not just good as in kind, because that's important, but also well-educated, driven, and trying to solve the problems with solution-focused mentalities. There's so many good things here to do.
I love how you frame that, Ray. And kind of as you were talking about that, I think about like, it's not any different. Like when you go into a faculty workroom or you go into a faculty meeting or you're walking out in the parking lot and you come across a colleague that did something really cool in the classroom in the schoolhouse that day. And you go, you know, I can like imagine us walking out to the parking lot. We got our bags and we got our, you know, well-used coffee travel mugs. And I may say to you, hey, Ray, you know, I was walking by your classroom the other day and I noticed like joy coming out of your classroom. Or I noticed a kid that I don't really do well with doing well in your class. What's the secret? What's the move? And it's that same kind of mindset in that space. Like we're all, you know, teachers, educators, we are generous with our time. We're generous with our ideas and we're generous with our sharing. I'm with you. I don't see it as a competition. I just see it as it's just like one large walk to the faculty parking lot. We're trading ideas and we're trading, you know, tips, right?
I love that. One large walk to the faculty parking lot. Maybe that should be the title of the next book. I feel like we got something here.
I think we do. Because if you think about that, I mean, and I don't know who said it first, but you've heard it in different ways. I've heard it in different ways where the statement is the best PD is not at a conference, it's not at a workshop, it's from the teacher down the hall.
Right.
What are you saying? What are you sharing? What are you carrying? Who are you looking out for on that long walk, you know, or that hurried walk, right? You know,
yeah, the walk that you're kind of like bowing in and out, trying to figure out the fastest way to get there.
Exactly.
Either it doesn't have to be that. Stanley cup of the water that you tried to drink but didn't drink, or the coffee cup that's still half full because you never actually got to drink it that day.
Yeah. And you're carrying the papers, right?
Yes.
That go on a field trip to your house. And
I love when we're able to bring our papers on a field trip home. And then we just set them on the counter and pick them up in the morning and bring them back.
Exactly. Or like probably in your case, in my case, you know, it's the I'm going to read the book. I'm going to read that chapter today. I've got my EL magazine or my NASIP principle or whatever it is. And
yep.
I'm going to read that chapter today. You know, that happens with me a lot. Like the.
Yeah. And then you carry it around in your backpack for like a week. And you're like, did I do it through osmosis if I had it with me the entire time?
Exactly.
All right. Well, we're going to get into more conversation here. And I actually, if you don't mind, would love to dive a little bit more into the book. A huge part of our Teach Brighter Today morning show is giving our community here something to think about, maybe something we could challenge them to do. And I know that your book, your podcast, and everything that you do for educators has a lot of that in it. So we'll be right back. Sticking with us here on the Teach Better Today morning show. We're getting into our team talk where we are going to give you some food for thought. There are a lot of different directions we could go in here, but I want to make sure, Sean, that we are kind of leaving our community with something applicable to not only our classroom teachers, but our administrators, and just holistically the leadership that exists in every single one of us in education. So if you were to identify maybe something that you find yourself saying often recently, like maybe something that people just really seem to need to hear like within the last few months, what kind of comes to mind?
So a couple of things. And by the way, I was grooving way too hard to the commercial music. Like kudos to you on the music selection or, you know, the staff there. I was grooving really hard.
I have to tell you, our Teach Better team make me look really good. People like to compliment me on a lot of things related to the show. And friends, I just wake up and drink my coffee. Everyone else makes it look good.
Well, and actually that kind of segs into what to answer your question. So I think it's important as leaders. Well, we're all leaders in some way, shape, or form. I really believe that it's not the title, it's not how many degrees you've had, it's not, you know, what you've you know, what happens to be on the resume, but I believe that we're all called to be leaders in some way, shape, or form. And part of the gig as leaders, I kind of learned this real fast in my first principalship. It's not about the title, it's not about gaining followers, it's about empowering others. You hear that a lot, like, you know, leaders, it's about creating other leaders. Well, how do you do that? What does that look like, sound like, feel like? Because it's a nice statement to say, but I think we do that by calling out the strengths and the gifts in others, just as you just did, Ray. Like you said, listen, I've got a team that helped me do this. There were, and I'm sure that there are folks that you've thanked personally, thanked, you know, either in written form or thanked digitally or however that is. And it's important now more than ever in our noblest of professions as educators to call out the strengths and the gifts in others in such a graphic, direct, no holds barred, relentless way. And so, and you can take, you can do that many, many different levels, getting back to that walk, that imaginary walk or that real walk that we're doing, to our respective cars, and we're holding our Stanley cups and all those things. And it's just simply saying, hey, listen, thank you so much for making our profession great today, because when I walked by your classroom, I heard such joy. What's the secret? How did you do that? That must be a great strength for you, creating those conversations and calling out those strengths in that real, visceral, honest way. So I would say that's one thing. There's many ways to answer that question.
Well, and I think there's a lot of different directions to go here. So I would love you to continue on this focus. But one thing I really love is being able to celebrate a strength, asking those questions. It doesn't mean that it has to become then your goal to implement. I used to work next to a teacher who blasted music. The energy was just oozing out of the room. And that may not have been my teaching style, but I still can appreciate it, celebrate it, call it out. I mean, isn't it so wonderful that our students get to experience so many different styles of teaching and styles of people that work in our school? So you can compliment and celebrate and ask questions, even if you may not have approached it that way for your own teaching style, it's still phenomenal to be able to celebrate it, right? I mean, these are great strengths that not only emphasize and give happiness to a teacher, but also celebrate the good things going on in the field.
Absolutely. And if you do that in a public way, so, you know, if I was in that classroom and I heard that music being blared, I would stop the class and give a shout out to that teacher and in front of the students to model that and to say, man, listen to that, man. They're learning on fire. Wow. You know, even tweeting that out, you know, and if that person's on X or whatever it is, or Instagram, and tagging that person and just saying, wow, how lucky your kids are to have had that experience with you.
I mean, you know, it's so funny. We just talked about this in our internal family, even just doing that with our own children at home. When a parent does something that they care about, or a grandparent does something, I love the opportunity here to not only put focus on celebrating others, but put focus on celebrating others in front of different audience members. Like, you know, if you were able to shout out in front of students, shout out in front of peers and colleagues, shout out in front of a leadership, you know, member of the administrative team. I mean, this really gives us such a beautiful variety to celebrate people. I love this as a challenge. Can we find maybe three different ways to give a little shout out to people doing great work? And I feel like that makes you feel good too. Like, not just the person being complimented, but I feel good celebrating the other people.
Yeah, there's all kinds of science, you know, to that. I know Lainey Rowell has written about that and Involve You with Gratitude and how, you know, it's on the back cover of one of my favorite Beach Boy albums. It's an album called Smiley Smile. And on the back cover of it, there's this quote that's attributed to Indian wisdom. And it's the smile that you send out is returned to you. And there's just something when you do that, especially in a profession of ours, which is widely misunderstood, widely under attacked. People have all kinds of situations and challenges and turmoil right now in their respective gigs. You know, perhaps we can win back the narrative by starting with gratitude. Perhaps we can win back the narrative by flipping a meeting into praise and thanks for others. Perhaps we can shift that long walk to the parking lot, or that hurried walk to the parking lot where we're feeling down and decrepit and diminished, and we transform that walk into an encounter of positivity, an encounter of kinship, an encounter of gratitude, you know.
Oh, so good. Sean, we have so many things that we could talk about. Literally, we could spend hours, I feel like, catching up and sharing different things that we've been able to see in the field, things that have really worked and been you know, part of the change that's going on, this positive change and change in education. I want to encourage everyone here to stay connected to you. If you're not already in their PLN, I want that to happen immediately. You've been on the show, so you're a member of the Teach Better family, whether you like it or not. They need to go subscribe to your podcast. That's a free opportunity to connect with you. And then if they're fortunate enough to either get the book themselves or gift it to a friend or colleague, I know that that's going to be something everyone will enjoy as well. Do you mind sharing how people can stay connected to you?
Absolutely, Ray. Thank you so much for that generosity. So you can find me on X and Instagram at SM Gaylord. You can find me on LinkedIn at Sean Gaylord or Facebook at Sean Gaylord. You can also follow a couple of my hashtags, the Pepper Effect, which relates to the book, and the book is available on at Amazon and Barnes & Noble or directly from Dave Burgess Consulting, Inc. You can also follow another hashtag that I came up with several years ago that I write about in the Pepper Effect. That's Celebrate Monday, which is shifting the conversation on beginning the week, kind of like what we were talking about in the parking lot. So any myriad of ways or my landing page on Spotify for the Principal Liner Notes podcast.
Oh, so good. Sean is doing amazing things, and he is definitely somebody, and you know I'm very select with who I say this for. He's definitely somebody, friends, that you guys can reach out to, direct message. He's a normal human being. He's a nice, nice educator. You can send a message, be a little vulnerable, and get to know him as a person. Highly, highly recommend. Sean, thanks so much for coming on the show bright and early, kind of getting our day started and leaving us with a challenge. I really appreciate it.
Ray, thank you. Thank you for all the work that you do to help us be that 0.5437% better. And thank you for the outreach and generosity that you represent with Teach Better. I'm so grateful to be in the band with you and look forward to more conversations and adventures with you. And what a great way to start the day, too.
Woo, love it. As you continue to drink your coffee and celebrate the amazing people that are a part of this podcast, we can give them a little shout out. We have Rachel, Andrea, Amanda, Jeff Gargis, Katie Miglin, Joshua Stamper, Chad Roshowski, Brad Hughes. These are all people, Sarah Jesse, contributing to this podcast being an opportunity, a part of your morning. We want to continue to celebrate people as we head into our day, and hopefully we'll see you tomorrow on our Teach Better Today morning show. Bye, friends. Hey, Teach Better community. Thank you so much for joining the Teach Better Today morning show every single weekday at 7 a.m. Eastern. We have so many resources for you outside of this live stream at teachbetter.com, including blogs, podcasts, and professional development that will bring our team to your school. Wherever you are listening from this morning, please make sure you are sharing and celebrating the incredible educators in this world. And hey, if you are listening over on a podcast to Teach Better Talk, we would love a 5-star review. The comments are always so entertaining. We'll see you tomorrow.